Happy holidays! Thank you for joining us for the full moon meditation of December. My name is Pat Krajovic, and I'm here with my partner,
Dave. That would be me. Happy holidays, everyone. We're glad you're here.
And we are really here to celebrate this season, which is a festival of light. And I don't know about you, but I love this time of year. I really do. In spite of the busyness, the hustle and bustle, you know, decorating, buying gifts, baking, cooking, traveling, and all of that, it's just an amazing time where hearts open and the earth gets quiet and still, and it just feels so connected and peaceful and joyful, and people seem to at some point drop into presence. And I just absolutely love this time of year.
When it's interesting, you know, with the hustle and bustle like Pat referred to, though, where you see inspired moments of love, and you see the divine working through people, and you see people experiencing joy, and that's the beauty of it. And it's a taste, and I'm going to say it's a taste, it's a small taste of what our real potential is, because I believe that humanity has really limited what we believe is possible, and Pat and I are here to tell you that there's a lot more possible than what you ever thought, than what any of us have ever thought. And all we have to do is let it in. And that's the beauty of the season, because this season is not only what Pat said, but it's really its choreography, the design, the reason it's all here at this time, if you go back through history, is to remind us that we are the light. And all we need to do is let the light shine forth. And it's that simple.
And you know, we don't just let the light shine forth during the holiday season. How would it be if we let that light shine forth every single day? And what if we could bring the holiday into every single day? What an amazing world this would be. And who better than us to do that?
Well, it has to start with us, because it can't start with anyone else. We can't wait for the rest of the world to save us. We need to begin with ourselves, to open to that and to make a difference. Like Pat said, how do we bring that feeling of Christmas or the holidays into our everyday? In fact, not just every day, but every moment. And I have a secret for you.
Ooh.
The one tool that can help you do the
easiest.
I know what it is.
Yes, it's the breath.
It's the breath. The breath is the easiest, simplest tool to help remind you and to bring you to presence and to access that light every moment of every day. And that's what our ascension breathing process is about, which we're beginning to unveil in next year, in 2015. But meanwhile, let's get down and just meditate on being the light and coming to that place of stillness that is at this time of year. How does that sound to you?
I love it. Let's go.
Yeah, no point in talking about it anymore. All right, so find your meditating space. Get all ready. Get comfy. If it's cold, have a blanket. It's good to have a blanket.
Yeah, you want to be warm and cozy. And ideally, you'll be seated with your feet on the floor, comfortable, with your spine erect, and just all the muscles in your body very relaxed, your palms resting in your lap, palms facing up. But if that doesn't work for you and you have to lie down, then do lie down, you know, with your legs gently apart, you know, comfortable distance apart, and your hands away from your body, not touching anything. So you don't want your limbs touching into something. And just get comfy, get cozy, cover up so you stay warm. And let's invoke for divine guidance.
To the divine supreme God, to all the great beings, to Lord Jesus, Lord Buddha, to the holy angels, the holy saints. And you can call in any saints or angels that you're familiar with, that you work with. To our spiritual teachers and guides, to the council of elders, and to our higher soul, we thank you for your blessings of divine will, divine love, and divine light. And especially at this time of year, for blessing us with the light of God and allowing it to shine brightly. And to do that, we know that we have to let go of the dark corners. And so we thank you for assisting us in letting go and surrendering to the light that we really are, pushing aside our illusions of lack, limitation, and error thinking, so that the light shines forth and that we take that light into our everyday. Thank you so much for those blessings. So it is, because we have declared it to be so. Amen.
Amen.
Feel your body in the weight of the chair. If you're lying down, the weight of the couch, the bed, the floor, whatever it is, feel its weight and breathe. Take a deep breath in and feel the weight of that sink further into the object you're laying or sitting on. Take another breath and sink deeper. And another breath. This time take another one and hold it at the top of the inhale. Tense all the muscles in the body, from your ankles, your legs, your torso, your shoulders, your arms, your fist, your neck, your head. Tense it all. Your face, let it go. Let the tenseness go. Let everything go. And now just naturally breathe in again and breathe out again. This time take a deep breath in and hold it one more time. Hold it, tense everything again, tense it really tight, tight, tight. You can do it. Tighten everything where you didn't think you tightened it enough. Tighten it some more. And let it go and let the breath out. That's it. Breathe in. Breathe out. Begin to connect the breath.
No pause between the in-breath and out-breath.
That's it. Just continuing to breathe. No break in the breath. Continuous, even circle, so that the out-breath and the in-breath are even to each other, even in energy. Do not push the exhale. Relax into it. Relax into the whole process. Surrender yourself to the breath. In fact, we call on all the great beings to breathe us now. Relinquish control on your breath and allow the breath to breathe you.
And if there's anything you're holding on to, let it go on the next out breath. I surrender, I release, I let go. In trust. I surrender, I release, I let go in trust. Now.
Without forcing it, as you're breathing, see the limitation and lack, the judgments, the poverty consciousness, the illness you brought into your life, the suffering, the drama, whatever name you want to put on it, whatever your story is, when you breathe out, see it just leaving the body. Again, not forcing it, but surrendering to it and thanking it as it goes. I no longer need your story. You are free to leave. You are free to be something else. I release you now. And see it leaving through the out-breath. fact, it may even start to, if you are visualizing, you may see a mist, a grayish mist rising from the body and leaving the pores of your body. This is all the energy of lack and limitation that you're letting go of. Just surrender to the process. Be at peace with it. Choose to let go. This is where free will comes in. You are perfectly free to keep creating the story you've created, and you're perfectly free to let go of it and create something new. The choice is yours. But you're here on this meditation for a reason, and that reason is to let go and receive the light, to be the light, for I am the light. The more you let go, the more light can come. Continue to breathe. It's safe to let go. It's safe to let go of my story. It is safe to rediscover who I truly am. Thinking now of a happy time in your life, a very happy time, a time where there was laughter or love. And when you taste it, you taste the sweetness of life. Breathe that memory awake now. Breathe it awake. Re-experience it. Re-experience those feelings and feel them in your heart space. As you feel them in your heart, allow your heart to expand and to grow. Allow that experience to expand and grow. The more you breathe, the more alive it becomes. In fact, you're tapping into the love of who you are, and the more alive, the more love there is in your body. As you recognize this, you begin to feel the love radiating out beyond the heart. Radiating out to other areas of the body. In fact, there is so much love. There is not a cell of the body that is untouched by it. There is not a space within the body that is untouched by it. fact, there is so much love that love radiates beyond the physical field of the body. Love is in your aura. It is in all your subtle bodies as they continue to be cleansed and cleared. The mental body, the emotional body, the causal body, the physical body, all is vibrating with the energy of love. So as this love expands, send a stream of love up from the heart, through the throat chakra, the ajna chakra, the forehead chakra, and up to the crown chakra. Tap your crown with your fingers 3 times. As the love goes up, feel the crown open. Feel it open like a flower on a spring day, embracing the warmth of the sun's rays. For you too are embracing the rays of the sun. These are the rays of the Son of God, which is the love of God. The love aspect of God, the light of God, the Holy Spirit, and the will of God, the Father. The Trinity descends upon you and opens the crown ever further.
Taking your attention up above your head to the soul chakra, feel your connection with the soul. I am one. Going even higher to the spiritual teachers, gurus, and guides. I am one. Feel the energy increasing and feel your spiritual cord widen as the energy pours down, more light coming into the crown. Raising your awareness even higher to the archangels, angels, and saints, spiritual helpers. I am one. Feel the cord widen, more light coming in. Raising your awareness even higher, connecting to Source. I am one with Source. And the crown is wide open and the cord has expanded and light is pouring in. Feel the light coming in through your spiritual cord into the crown and just permeating every cell of your being.
Your body tingles with the light and love. Feel the vibration. Allow the breath to empower it. As you continue to release more limitation, more light comes. It's that simple. The more you let go, the more light and love you can have. And the more powerful you become at creating your reality, bringing the good, the holy, and the beautiful to to this planet, which is what Christmas is all about. This light vibrate, continue to vibrate, driving out negativity, driving out stress energy, driving out heavy energies, poverty, limitation, separation, judgments. They are no more. I have let go, and I've let God.
It was all but an illusion. Letting go. Opening your heart.
Feeling the peace of the heart. When you know the true heart, the true self, there is nothing but peace. Just feel the comfort of the blanket of love and light of all the divine beings.
Enveloping you. Just feel their love wrapping you like they're in a warm blanket.
Cuddle into that blanket. It is always there for you. I am one with love, for I am love. Just settle into the feeling and the vibration. Come to a place of stillness and silence. Allow peace within, accepting whatever is as it is, for it is divinely inspired. I am one with stillness. I am one with silence. Be still.
Be aware. And let go.
See your body as it truly is. See your energy body sparkling with energy, coming alive with light, glowing and radiating electric energy. Silver, gold, crystalline. It's magical. It's mystical. Beyond understanding, yet that is what you are. Allow the light to transfigure your body. Be with the light. I am the light. I am that I am.
Shepherd saw a star in the sky. Its light will become a beacon of hope for hearts throughout the world. Many of us, during the dark nights of the soul, look upward toward a light that is not of this world. We are led to a child. That child is in us. It is our divinity, our tenderness, our true, authentic self, fathered by God, and mothered by human kindness, the child is born in all of our hearts. Let us all say, yes, this holy child shall find a home on earth. This child is gentler than the gentlest snow and more powerful than the most powerful king. This child is one with God. This child is love incarnate. This child is who we really are.
Beginning to return awareness to your body, feeling the body, feel its weight, moving your hands and feet, taking a stretch, take a deep breath. Let us give thanks to the divine, supreme God, divine Father and Mother. Thank you for the gift of light and love. Thank you for this time of year as a remembrance of the truth of who we are. To all the supreme beings, all the great ones, the ascended ones, the masters of light, the holy saints, angels, archangels, the guides and gurus who have been with us for lifetimes and our higher soul, thank you for your blessings of love and light and will. Thank you for staying with us through thick and thin, no matter what. And thank you for disintegrating the energies of lack and limitation. We are so blessed. And so it is as we go forward to end this year and into the new year. We vow to bring more of the light and love into everything we do and everything we see and speak. Experience. And so it is. Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you everyone for participating and for that great meditation of being the light and experiencing the stillness within. We really appreciate your attendance and providing that connection of energy between all of us, for it makes it more powerful. And we spread more of the light that much quicker, that much faster. And we begin to realize more of heaven on earth as it was meant to be. So, when you have a chance, Pat's just reminding me that the blessing and prayer at the end of the meditation was from a small book by Marianne Williamson entitled Christmas Prayers. And that was just one selection. There's multitudes of ones that she has in there. And it's just a neat little thing to have by your table or bedside for this time of year. So we acknowledge Marianne for providing that. If you get a chance, we'd love to have you sign up as part of being a favorite of Global Breath Institute on the BodyMindSpiritRadio.com website. Become a member of the Global Breath Institute, and also likewise on Facebook. That would be cool if you liked us out there. And what else am I missing? You can check us out locally at bodyworkshealingcenter.com. Our phone number is 734-416-5200.
And our website is still under construction for Global Breath, but we're excited. We're rolling out a whole new program in January. So stay tuned. It's exciting.
Yeah, and it's the Global Breath Institute will now become Ascension Breathing as we work together to release limiting thoughts, to rise above thoughts and tap into the human potential.
With gentleness, with compassion, and with deep respect.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
It is.
We know this.
So wishing you the very happiest holiday season, and we look forward to seeing you in the new year.
Namaste.
Namaste.